Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
A guy named Sean sent me, he said, he sent me this big list. He sent me it in a Word, not Word, Microsoft Office Excel file. Because, you know, I don't hate Word enough. He's got to send it in other crazy formats. But he sent me a big Excel file of people who have brand new homes. And he tells me the home management companies. Here, I'll just read the request thing. This is all I'm doing tonight, though, because this is a big list. It may suck. If it starts sucking, I'm just going to quit, and I'll play some old pranks for the next hour and a half until Sloth goes on. The real show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is going to be Sloth, and I'm sure other people with Sloth. This is pre-recorded, by the way. None of this is actually live. So, sorry, Evan, you didn't actually catch a live show today. Where's the request? Okay, the request says, these are new home owners in newly built houses. The name of the builder is off to the right. You can say you are calling from the builder and just figured out they forgot to use nails and just used glue. You can do lawn killer pranks. These people are rude as hell. Big houses. You could say the foundations had Play-Doh instead of concrete. That's a good one. I like that one. Or just something else crazy. Here's the name of the builders. And he has like a little a key for this Excel file. He's trying to make it as complicated as possible for me. But there's three different home builders. So I have to switch back and forth to figure which is which. Hovnanian Houses? Hovnanian. I don't know. Sloth says to tell them that there is no insulation. I could say, instead of insulation, we accidentally used cotton candy. Now you have ants. I don't know. This is the first time I've ever used Excel. So, new houses, new construction. He didn't tell me how he got this information. He just sent me a big Excel spreadsheet giving me their name, address, year, month, and day of settlement. So I guess it's in a weird format, but yeah, I get it now. And the value of their house. Most of the values are above 300,000. There's one that's 800 something thousand, 823,000. There's a $602,000 house. By the way, everyone, looking forward to seeing you all at DEF CON 17 that happens this summer. Coming up this summer, DEF CON 2011. It's going to be epic. Can't wait for that. I'm going to meet Laugh Track Matt for the first time. Going to meet Roxy and Stacy. Rob the Hyena, he's going to be there. I bet you we'll get into some crazy phone hijinks in our room. Oh, 2011 is going to be the best year ever. So I hope you can all make it to DEF CON. Coming up this August. By the way, if you're in the chat room on Mixlr, I'm not looking at it. Like, you know, I just see pop-ups occasionally. But everyone should get in the Prank Call Nation chat room. I'm pretty sure the URL is prankcallnation.com/chat. I think Enigma has to approve you. So he is around tonight, the last time I checked, so I think he'll be able to approve people. If you're having problems getting your nick approved or whatever process you have to do, I don't even know, I've never done it myself. But just instead of going into pound PCN, you go into pound help. Go to pound help, and you will be helped, hopefully. Yep, yep. Mixler's garbage. Get out of Mixler.
Hello.
Hello, is James available?
James who?
Butler. Is there more than one?
I think this might be somebody's phone number that used to have this number.
Oh. You don't live on Waterford Mill Road?
No, who's this?
I'm calling from the company that built the house on Waterford Mill Road.
Am I speaking with?
Well, my name's Roy. Did I get the wrong number? You don't live on Waterford Mill Road?
No, you dialed the wrong number.
Okay, so why are you being all weird about it? Like, why are you asking me who I am?
Because you're weird calling me this time of night, calling my number. That's why.
What do you mean this time of night? It's not even 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's late. People go to work early in the morning, like myself.
How am I supposed to know when you work?
Well, you don't. And I don't know when you work, and I don't know who I'm talking to.
Well, I think most telemarketers stop calling at 9 p.m.
And no, they don't. They dumbasses. They call all hours of the night.
Okay, well, I'm not a telemarketer. I'm just trying to warn you about problems with your house.
Okay, well, you want me to give him James a message for you?
Well, you told me you don't even know him.
I don't.
Then how are you going to give him a message?
I give it to someone else to give to him.
Who else would you give it to if you don't even know the guy?
Someone may know him.
Who would you give it to? For example, like, you're just going to go up to people.
I don't know, because I don't know who I'm talking to.
You're just
going to really?
Go to random people on the street. Do you know James Butler?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you don't live at Waterford Mill Road. All right. God, that lady's pissing me off. All right, now I got to figure out how to delete a line from Excel. Oh, it's really easy. Okay, done with that one. So all of these numbers might not be any good, because that one sure wasn't.
I'm sorry, this number does not accept this type of call. Please regard this as your notification to remove this number from your list. Thank
Fine.
You.
Jesus Christ. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. That's weird. Like, you didn't say anything when you picked up. You just sat there, all creepy-like.
Who's this?
I was calling for Marilyn. Is Marilyn available?
Who's calling?
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm from the house building company.
House building company?
Well, I'm from K-Hove Homes.
Oh, K-Hove.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, Hub. Who is this?
Hello, is this Marilyn?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from K-Hub. We tried to call earlier today and nobody picked up, so I
It's like 9 o'clock.
Correct. It's not 9 o'clock, it's more like 8:45. But now there's a problem with
Okay, so you're being a smartass and you're calling me, what do you want?
There's a problem with your home. I don't know why you're getting an attitude with me. I'm just trying to alert you.
What's
to
the problem with my house?
We forgot to put insulation in the walls. And I'm just required by law to let you know that we didn't.
John, they forgot to put insulation in the walls.
And I'm sorry. I mean, I take full responsibility. But, I mean, we can't.
Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm the assistant foreman.
Give me your number and I will call you back.
Why? We're already on the phone together. Why do
no,
you?
No, give me. I don't have time to talk to you. Give me your number. I'll call you back.
When are you going
to
call me back?
As soon as I can.
When will that be?
As soon as I can. I can't give you that.
You can't give me when you're going to call me? This is important.
Okay, goodbye. The conversation's over.
Okay, no, this is really important. Ma'am. It's important. I didn't tell her about the cotton candy yet. Yeah, Sean, good call. These people are assholes. You're correct. Volcano, thank you for pointing that out. So it's pretty weird, though, isn't it? Like, two people now, out of my list of, I think I've called eight now, two people have complained that it's too late for me to be calling, and it's only 8:45 at night. Like, if you go to bed that early, if that's too late, you need to turn your ringers off. Like, you can't complain about that. It's not even nine. This next one is a $390,000 house that was just purchased in April of this year. April 3rd. 2 days after April 1st. So she deserves a call. That's good logic, right? That makes sense.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling for Michael. Is Michael available?
May I ask who's calling?
This is James from KHOV, the house builder.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
James from KHOV, the house builder.
Hello. Hello, Michael. This is James from KHOV.
Yes.
And we have a little bit of a problem. We just noticed something when we put your house together.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to call so late. I know it's really late right now. We tried to call earlier and couldn't get an answer.
Okay, something wrong with my house?
Yeah, we forgot to use nails. Like, we didn't use any nails or screws or anything. We just used these little, sticky-sided tape. You know, like double-sided tape.
On where? On where?
On everything. Like, all the you know, the 2x4s. Everything, all the floor joists, the shingles, everything. There's no nails in your house. Because this guy that we have, he was not the foreman, but he was like a level below the foreman. He's just like this weird hippie artist guy. He's trying to say that nails are a sign of weakness. I don't know what he's getting at. But instead of nails, he bought a bunch of double-sided tape, sticky tape.
Yeah, I guess I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen any evidence of this.
No, I'm sure it looks fine. And if I'm just saying there's no nails in anything. Like all the 2x4s behind, like all the drywall. They didn't use nails for your drywall even. They just used double-sided sticky tape. Like, can you go over to a wall and just pull really hard and see what happens?
No.
Why not? This is important. We have to make sure. Sir, hello? Sir, Michael? Why'd you stop talking to me? Michael?
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.spatialaudio.com.
Sam, stop it.
You'll feel...
Michael? Just pretend that didn't happen, okay? Michael? Michael! Okay, I hung up. Fucking Sam! I have a registration code for Sam. I just need to type it in. I forgot to do that on my laptop copy. Oops.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Mrs. Sazza?
No, she's not available right now. Can I take any messages?
I'm actually calling. I'm with the home builder office. We're the ones that built the home.
Who's speaking?
My name is Roy. I'm with MI Homes.
They're actually not available right now.
Okay. Should I just try back later then?
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, you think? Or maybe tonight around midnight?
Tomorrow's a good time.
Okay. Well, balls. Balls is what I'm saying. You know?
I'm sorry?
Well, I hear them in the background. Can't you just put them on?
It's actually... Martha, can you talk to them?
Actually, no, it's fine. Hello, who is this?
Oh, hi, this is Gary. I'm with the MI Homes. We built the house there.
Oh, hey, Gary.
Hey, is this Malik?
No, this is son, Maruf. My parents are to the house right next door. If you would like, if it's urgent, I can bring it to them ASAP. But if you would like, I'd just leave a message for you.
Oh, well, could you just tell them... Yeah, maybe we should get them, because it's sort of important. It's regarding the insulation. This is a major problem with the insulation in the house.
The insulation? Yeah. Okay. So, let me get my dad on the phone, and he'll be here in like a couple minutes, all right?
Oh, that'd be so great. Thank you.
One sec. Don't hang up.
I won't.
I just have to call my cousin. Mm-hmm.
Or if he, like, if you have a number, I could just call him there.
Actually, yeah, that would work.
Okay.
That would be very easy. Okay,
Hello, I'm calling for Malik Saza. I think he's a guest over there right now.
Who's this?
My name is Roy. I'm with MI Homes. It's very important.
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, wait. It's. I just needed to tell you, it's really important. Like, it's urgent.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is this Malik?
Who's calling?
I'm calling for Malik Salza. My name is Roy Anderson.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from MI Homes. We built the home next door.
Okay, okay.
Is this Malik Saza?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. It's great that I have you on the phone finally.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Okay, about the insulation in your home. Do you know what insulation is?
Yes.
Okay, it's that fluffy pink stuff.
No, I'm an architect. Tell me what you want to say.
Okay, yeah, okay. This is really horrible. I don't want you to be mad at me. But, okay, the insulation that we put in your house, like on all the walls and the attic and everywhere, the insulation in there, it is infested with bed bugs and cockroaches. Like, we accidentally gave you the insulation that had all the bed bugs and cockroach eggs in it.
Okay, so send me a letter, okay?
No. No, look, you've got to get out of the house. They're going to hatch tonight. I think you should stay at your neighbor's house tonight.
I need to know your number and name.
Oh, my number's on caller ID, smart guy. But look, here's the problem. Do you know what asbestos is?
Hey, I think I have to call the police.
No, 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 no.
Hold on.
Do not. Because, no, I'm not saying you have asbestos. I'm saying it's a good thing. I'm trying to give you the bright side.
What's your name?
Hey, isn't it a good thing you don't have asbestos?
What's your name?
Am I saying asbestos wrong? The people in the chat room seem to think I'm saying asbestos. Asbestos?
What's your name?
My name is Roy Anderson.
Roy Anderson.
Yes.
Your number?
So how are you enjoying your house? Like, is it a good... Are you pretty happy over there?
What's your number?
I know you've only been there since March.
If you call again, I'll call police.
No, don't call the police. This is not a police matter. I don't give you permission to call the police. Abscesses? Abscestos. Asbestos. I can't say big words. Yep, I need to finish high school. Well, it's not like it's a word I use every day. I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay, we have got a total of 70 now. I think I started out with 75 total. And I'm on number 10. This person's name is Poon.
We're busy, can't get to the phone.
And they're busy. My goal is to have one of these calls be funny. You guys in the chat room, tell me what I should say to these people that just bought new homes this year. Nice, giant, new homes. There's a lot of female names on this list, which is weird, because females don't buy homes. Females just work in the kitchen.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Hicks?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, I'm so glad I reached you. I tried to call earlier today. I'm calling from Ryan Homes. You know, we're the people that built your house?
Yes.
And there's a small problem with your home that we just found out about today.
Okay,
and state law requires that I have to call and notify you about it.
Okay.
Basically, your home, this happened during the construction, and it's not our fault, but the home has been cursed by gypsies.
Who is this?
And we're going to have to say a prayer together to remove the curse.
Well, God bless you and goodbye.
Why? Okay, what the fuck was up with her phone? That sounded weird.
I don't appreciate you playing on my phone. Who is this calling?
I'm not playing on the phone. I'm trying to tell you about the problem.
Goodbye. Don't call here no more.
Gypsy curse, motherfucker. All right. I didn't mean to call her back. I was trying to call the next one on the list. But it's apparently really hard to copy and paste in Excel. Ah.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cynthia?
This is her.
What? Ma'am?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, it's hard to hear you. It's almost as if you're on speakerphone or something.
Okay, who's calling?
I'm calling from NVR Mortgage, Ryan Homes, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small problem with your home. And they're requiring us to tell you about the problem.
Okay.
So, first of all, I just want to say in advance, I'm so sorry. It wasn't our fault. They didn't tell us. Do you accept my apology?
Who is this?
Can you take me off speaker? I can't hear either of you.
We don't know. We can't take you off speaker.
Why not?
Who is this?
Like, you realize how shitty speakerphone sounds. Oh, she took me off speakerphone and then hung right up. Okay, that's a good one, Jazztown.
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you a little better now. Are you talking with your mouth closer to the speakerphone?
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm calling from Ryan Homes.
What do you want?
I was calling to tell you about the problem, but you keep hanging up on me.
What is the problem?
Okay, the problem, aside from the whole smoke detector going off in the background thing, that's not our fault. That's your fault. Do you have access to a 9-volt battery? I mean, seriously, doesn't that bother you? It just beeps every minute? Hello? Hello?
Is there something you need to talk to us about?
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you about the problem with the house, and you guys just keep being weirdly silent at me.
Okay, well, I'm about to get 911 on the other line so you can talk to them, too. Okay?
That would be an abuse of 911, because this is not an emergency. It's not that kind of emergency.
No, it's about to be abuse of you calling my house.
I'm calling to tell you about the problem.
You haven't said anything.
I'm trying to, but you guys just keep being weird at me. Can I tell you, please? Do you want me to tell you?
Say something!
What?
You're not saying nothing.
It's hard to hear you because of the speakerphone, ma'am.
All right, we'll just talk.
Okay.
You're listening.
Your house was built on Indian burial grounds. There used to be an Indian burial ground underneath your home. So basically, you're going to have poltergeists. Have you noticed any weird problems with your television?
Yeah, we do.
What kind of problems?
People keep coming out at the screen.
Oh my gosh. You need to get out of the house. Out of the house immediately. That went nowhere. Crap, which one was that? Okay, yeah, Jazztown told me to tell them that there's cameras in their bathroom, which is hilarious, but I don't know if I should do that. That might be a bad idea.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah.
Who is this?
This is Gary. I'm calling from Ryan Homes. We built the home there.
You're Gary calling from Ryan Homes?
Yes.
This late at night?
Well, it's not really that late. It's only 9:18.
Regarding?
Just a problem with the home.
I'm sorry, go on.
Okay, I'm just calling about a problem with the home I need to tell you about. We're required by state law to let you know about it. It's like some new...
Oh, what's the problem?
Some new thing they passed just last year, and we didn't know we had to tell you. But, yeah, they're saying we definitely have to tell you.
And that is?
We built the home upside down.
Okay. And?
Yeah, and that's it. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
It's just completely...
And what's the next step?
Just an apology, and then you will accept my apology. And that's it. I just wanted to apologize for that.
I assume this is a joke, and I'll treat it as such.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am. It's not a joke. Why do you think
this...
Okay,
then how do you rectify it?
There's no rectifying it. It's built upside down. There's, like, not much you can really do aside from tearing down the entire home and starting over. And we're not going to do that.
No. Well, you would have to do that if you built it upside down and correctly.
Yeah.
You'd be required to do that by law.
Well, no,
if this is a legitimate call, you would know that, right?
No, I know the laws. That's why I'm calling you. The law says I have to call and let you know and notify you about this.
Yeah, what's your last name, Gary?
It's Gerbel.
Gerbel? Okay. And what's your return call, Gary? Gerbel?
It's on your caller ID.
What's your return number?
It's on your caller ID, you smartass.
This is a joke.
No, why would
Go
you think this
yourself,
is a joke?
Gary.
Ouch. I just got owned by some lady. Sloth says their home was built by sex offenders. I love that one. That's happening next. So far in this show, I've gotten owned more than I've owned people. These people are nothing like the people I talked to in Atherton. And three people now have told me I'm calling too late. It's 9:20 at night. Oh, so everyone in the chat room, I noticed that Neon Like Bjork's not in the chat room, and she'll probably be back in here later. Make sure you tell her that I did a show tonight. Tell her it was amazing. It was the best show ever. And make her feel like she really missed something special. It's going to be a trick on her. Only we will know that the show sucks really bad. Good point, Nunu. Neon's not here.
Hello. We are not available now. Please.
And neither is Deded. Hmm. I think it's time for a quick pee break. One song worth of a pee break. 5-minute song. Everyone's favorite song. I'll be back and I'll decide what I'm going to do.
And I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it. And I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth. And then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you. But I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them. And I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how. don't know how you do it. Make a love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Oh, hey, is George there?
He's out walking the dog right now. Can I have him call you back? Who is it?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm calling from the... I'm with the company that built the house there, Ryan Homes.
Yes.
And there's a small problem with your house. Is this George's wife?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes,
I can
there's
just...
there's a structure... A breach in the structure, I guess you'd say.
Oh, there is a...
My husband just walked in. I'll let you speak with him. Hold on.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you, sir.
Sure.
George? It's a guy from Ryan.
Hello?
Hello, George. I was just calling about the problems you're having with your home.
Right.
And we're required by state law now. There's some new law they passed, and we have to let you know about the problem.
Right.
But she's saying there's some structural breach or something? Because we weren't aware of that
problem.
Are
you with Dyco?
No, I'm with Ryan Homes.
There's a hole or something in the foundation on the side of the house.
Oh, I know at one of our other locations they actually used Play-Doh instead of concrete. But that was just an accident. I don't think we got any of the Play-Doh at your place, though. Where's the...
I don't know what to tell you, but they haven't fixed it yet.
Oh, I see. Well, the problem I was going to let you know about, we had a lot of workers in there, and it turns out, it's just this hiring program we do, and seven of the workers were child molesters on a work release program.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you're living in a house built by child molesters.
Well, this is a horrible thing to say.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's not my fault. We're just trying to, you know, do the work release program to save some money. Yeah, but you're in a house, like pretty much every single thing in your house was touched by a child molester.
Who are you with?
Ryan Holmes.
You're with Ryan Holmes?
Yeah. My name's Roy. I'd like to point out that I am not one of the child molesters. I'm just calling to let you know about it.
What are you, with the corporate office?
Yeah.
What's your number over there?
So, where's this hole you're talking about in the foundation?
Well, what's your number, then?
What do you need my number for?
So I can call you back.
Why are you going to call me back?
In case I need to call you back.
Oh, okay. It's the area code.
Okay. Where are your offices at?
Well, I don't know why you're giving me the third degree. I'm just trying to tell you your house is built by child molesters.
Okay, well, why would you call me up and tell me that?
It's state law.
At like 9:30 at night.
Oh, yeah, it's really late. It's actually 9:42. Yeah, it's state law now. We have to call and notify everyone that we use child molesters in our work release program. The entire crew were child molesters.
Well, I mean, I assume that they built the house right.
I don't know. I mean, I guess so. It looks okay. I mean, aside from the whole foundation thing. But I mean, if you look, you know, when you look at something like that, you got to wonder what's going to happen next.
Well, so what is the purpose of the call besides to tell me that?
Oh, it's just state law. Just state law. They say we are required by state law to let you know that your house has been built by child molesters.
Okay. All right, well, I'll take that under consideration, I guess.
Okay, all right. And you are required, by the way the state law reads, and you may want to go to the library and look this up, but you are required to tell everyone that comes to your home from now on, especially if they have children, that your home was once filled with child molesters.
What?
You're required by law.
What a weird thing.
Okay. He didn't like that. Well, that's the first call I actually enjoyed tonight. Everything else has been garbage. I'm going to continue with these, though. You know, I just have not even 15 minutes left to go. And then it's time for Sloth to be on the air. Aw, Neon Like Bjork's here. That means she knows that the show sucked. I didn't see her come in. So disregard my previous message about Neon Like Bjork, everyone. The plan is... Abort.
Hello?
Hi, is John available?
Master's calling, please.
This is David. I'm calling from Ryan Holmes. We built the house there.
I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, this...
Ryan with David's Holmes?
What? No. Ryan Holmes.
Built the house there?
Ryan Holmes. Is this not
Ryan
the
Ryan Holmes?
Is this not the Brown residence?
It is a Brown residence. You have the wrong number.
Are you?
And we never get calls at 10 o'clock at night.
Right. So. This is kind of important. That's why I'm calling so late. You don't? Do you live on?
Nope. That's not us.
Oh, fuck! Fucking fuck! Fuck!
Very nice.
Fuck! You
good
know?
Night.
God damn it!
Good night.
Fuck! Fucking fuck! Okay. Very nice. Thank you. Fuck.
Hello?
Hello, is this Joseph?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from Ryan Holmes. We built the house there.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that I'm claiming squatter's rights. Because I was in there for a good 3 months. And, you know, according to Maryland state law, I have squatter's rights.
Well, according to Italian law, I don't care.
Well, yeah, no, you have to respect Maryland law. I don't think Italian law is a real thing.
Nah, I don't respect Italian. Squatters. No, who are you and what can I do for you?
I was one of the workers there. I built the house.
All right.
I'm a part of the work release program. Me and six other of the the builders there, we were all child molesters, but they let us build the house on a work release program. It's to, you know, to get out of prison early.
It's been a long day. It's a little late. Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm from, you know, from Ryan Holmes. I work with the company.
Okay, I give you one more chance. Who is this?
Why don't you believe me? I'm trying to tell you something. I live there now. I never moved my stuff out of the attic. It's still there. And the reason I did that is so I can have squatter's rights. So, you know, leave the front door open for me, because I live in your attic now. You got it? You got it, Joseph? What are you watching on television? Can I come down and watch in a little bit? After I brush my teeth? Is that okay with you? Is that Star Trek? ?007? Oh my god, it's Spy Hard with Weird Al. I remember that movie. I'm definitely going to come down and watch that tonight. Why aren't you talking to me? He was okay with squatter's rights, but when I start naming the movies that he's watching, he's having none of that.
Hello?
Hello, Juan?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from Ryan Holmes. We built your house there.
How are you, Roy?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Oh,
let me help you.
That's good. I just needed to tell you about a problem with the house. We're required by state law now. It's a new law they passed. We're required by state law to call and let you know about this problem.
Okay.
And I just want to start this out. Go ahead, chat room. Tell me what to say. I just want to say that I'm very sorry, you know, about this. You know, I want to apologize in advance before you hear this. Juan?
Mm-hmm?
Do you accept my apology?
I don't know what I'm accepting about anything.
Okay, all right. I'll just get right to it. In, you know the drywall, the sheetrock on your wall?
Uh-huh.
That's not actually sheetrock. Those are big slabs of mold that they spray painted white.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mold. Like, it's not like it's mold on the drywall. It's actually made out of mold.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's my attorney going to do when he gets in contact with you?
Oh, nothing. We didn't do anything wrong. You know, you can stop talking about attorneys. I'm just telling you, it's state law that we let you know that we did that. So I'm letting you know. Now everything's fine.
Yeah, okay. This is a prank call. Bye.
It's not a prank call. Asshole.
Is that a prank call?
Correct.
What'd you say?
I said you're an asshole for telling me it's a prank. You know, this is really hard for me to call and apologize like this. Yeah, I have to call, like, 7 more people tonight.
Did you have the audacity to just call me an asshole?
Yes, because you're being kind of an asshole. I mean, you know, not everyone acts like this when I call and tell them about this problem. Just you.
You know what? I'm out of time for this right now, bro.
Okay, bro. Okay, Neon Light Bjork, I missed whatever you said about gingerbread houses. Oh, crap. Is he still there? I don't know. Okay, let me delete one. Let me try one more. 57. Okay, this is the last one. This is the last number I'm dialing tonight. This is, Cambezi. Cambezi bought her house last year. His or her. I don't know what the hell kind of name that is.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cambezi?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Greg from Ryan Holmes. We built your house there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Oh, that's good. There's a problem with your house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're required by state law now to let you know about this problem. Like, it didn't used to be a state law. They just passed it actually during the time we were building your house. So now we have to let you know.
Okay.
Your house is actually a gingerbread house. Like,
okay.
Instead of, you know, 2x4s and sheetrock and stuff. Have you licked the walls? Have you ever licked the walls?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from Ryan Homes.
You said Greg at first.
Gregory Roy. Mr. Roy. Last
okay.
name is Roy.
Okay, so what needs to be done?
Your house is a gingerbread house, ma'am.
Okay.
So, you know, we didn't use lumber. It's actually very earth friendly and everything. It's fine. But what I'm saying is after a few more rains, you might have problems.
Okay.
Have you ever licked the walls there, though?
What is your number?
Because I can prove it's on caller ID. Don't you have caller ID?
What is your number? Why are you calling me at 10 o'clock at night?
Because I'm trying to alert you about the problem. We tried to call earlier today, but we couldn't.
Okay, but I don't even know who you are. This is unlike Ryan Holmes to call at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, they don't call you that often, do they? You don't know what they're like.
I'll call Ryan Holmes tomorrow because
okay.
I don't even know who you are.
Well, I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it. I'm just trying to alert you about the problem.
Being a bitch? What are you talking about? You're the bitch.
No,
who
no.
Who are you talking
no.
to?
I'm just trying to tell you about the problem.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, bitch.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
I am talking to you, bitch.
You fucking piece of shit.
Listen.
That's what you are.
No, I am
That's
not.
That's what you are.
God.
That's what you are.
No.
A piece of shit.
No, you are. That's what you are.
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Oh, no,
that's
no,
what
I'm
you
not.
Are.
No, that's what
no,
you
that's
are.
No, the fuck you are calling somebody's
hey.
House at 10 o'clock at night.
Hey, listen,
that's
bitch.
That's what you are.
God damn it. You are
Trifling
the
dog.
One that's a piece of shit. At least I don't live in a gingerbread home. She hung up. Damn it, now I want to call her right back and I... Okay, no, no. I'm leaving. Done. We're finished. Next up is Sloth. I'm going to give the number to Sloth. Sloth is going to call it. Because I did this last time I did a pre-show before Sloth. I took up like 5 minutes of his thing. Okay, Sloth is telling me to call back. Yay. But what am I going to say? I mean, it's pointless. So we're just going to yell at each other.
Hello?
Hey, you tell that bitch that I just talked to, you tell her, hey, at least I don't live in a gingerbread house.
Hey, Slim, let me tell you something. You call my wife a bitch again, I'll put you 6 feet under. You understand me?
But she's a bitch.
Don't you ever call this motherfucker again. You hear me?
Hey, did you know you live
in
a gingerbread home?
Don't you? Hey, bitch, go back to your trailer park.
No, no, your wife is the bitch. Your wife is the bitch. Oh, the big man in his $409,000 home telling me to go back to my trailer park. I see how it is with you rich people. See how it is? Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. I sincerely apologize for how horrible this past 90 minutes has sucked, aside from a couple calls that were sort of moderately amusing near the end. But yeah, sorry. Stay on Mixler. Sloth is going to start in about 1 minute. Bye, everyone.
Fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking hoes sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. I wake up, blackout, what just happened? Wait up, fake out, walls are cracking. Ghosty seems, hear ghosty screams. Blood dripping from roasting beams. Freaking beacon draws me in. Blinding light, then all ghost in my mind is getting fucked. I am getting stuck like a K-hole, stay home eternity. This will be an insurance scheme, emerging me, imploring me. This house just wants to torture me and scorching me. I perspire, flame on, game on, I expire. I desire to turn to normal. Fire rises from a portal.
Though I know I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly haunting, I turn loose. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ghosts come flying out the walls, chomping at the bit. My balls swell up, float out, jellyfish. Moan and fade out, deadliest. Sonya Blade now deadly kiss. They touch my lips with deadly grips. With breathy chips, you're salivating. Testy dicks cohabitating in my house. Yo, please get out. Ectoplasm, fuck your couch. Spraying slime, invade my home. Stay in time like metronome. Set your phone to silent, vibrate all alone with violent primates. Transparent monkey grody symptoms, flunkies from only prisons, rich spoiled brats. Back from the past, I coil up fast like turtles on crack. A ghostly pimp in coldest winter, ghostly lady out to pamper, cash for sex, it could be simpler, and she's wet, throaty whimper, ectoplasm hits the floor, ghost orgasm, tits with sores, no attraction, nevermore. Quote the raven, quote the whore, she's enraged, her fangs shine out, she wants to bang my brains right out, like Gigi Allen, she's a scumfuck, seedy vag, and that's my dumb luck. She's not the cleanest, I want to upchuck, she has a penis, and wants to buttfuck.
Get up on it, let's have fun, taste the dick, my ghostly jism, tranny phantom, I'ma smash it, use the dick, cause I'ma flash it, bashing it across your face, yo ass, don't get no butt face, ectoplasm, firm slut, check it, I'm impregnate your butt, feel my load, burning it inside, the ghost is firm, we'll fertilize, making baby, don't complain me, baby daddy, now you pay me, fraction, now you're a father, hope and pray that it's a daughter, don't you bother, spin it well, take the dick, fuck yourself.
The only way he can be brought back is by calling his name three times.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime. Ghostly, rape me, I'm a slebutant. Nerdcore, starfucker, it's an impregnahaunt. I was fertilized by poltergeist, eternalized like frozen ice. Spoken twice and then once more, Beetlejuice and Dumbledore. Ghostly wizards conjured forth, paranormal, honored birth. Ghost tradition, I was chosen, host magician, maybe ghost or no sir. I don't like it, I don't want kids, I am bright in childcare. I have no license, stop the ghost, it's consignment for a ghost. You won't find it, it's a ghost, it survives a coat hanger of my blood. Damn, I love avoiding stuff, ghost just dating in my guts. Crazy mating phantom sluts, baby be a handsome mutt. Half man, half ghost, total nut. Birthing process starts to happen, wire breaks, manly fashion, water splashing out my mouth. Baby ghost and then pops out, crazy almost trippy weird, plainly homotypic queer. Lady ghost and sheds a tear, our baby ghost, he has a fear. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted by ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted by ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted, my house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana. Too much marijuana.
That is why I won't do two shows a night anymore, babe. I won't. I won't do.
Smoke weed every day.